What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Boom, boom,
wow.
Boom, boom.
This took a turn.
Boom, boom.
Okay.
Guys, it's Wednesday.
It's almost Thursday. I mean, yes, it's almost it's almost Wednesday.
Literally,
it's Tuesday.
Shut this podcast off because...
Restart.
You do not want to hear my laugh.
Restart.
This early in the morning if you're listening early. If it's at nighttime, maybe you're into that afternoon laughter.
Anyway, this podcast is presented by Macy's. We're going to get into our Bachelorette recap. I'm gonna let Rhea gather herself.
We can't start the podcast like
sure
this.
Sure we
have
can.
To restart.
Sure we can.
What's
sure
up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Frank.
You know Noah's not going to cut out any of the
Wednesday.
Beginning.
This podcast is presented to you
by Macy's.
Macy's. As always, our favorite place to shop. You know it. We've been talking about it all the time. We love the slippers. We wear it all day long. Right now, I'm wearing some nice knee-high boots, black boots. Fran,
these are some new Adidas.
Decked. Oh, spicy and fancy. Good for you, Fran.
Very comfortable.
Getting your sport
courtesy
on.
Of Macy's.
Courtesy of Macy's.
Yep.
Thank you, Macy's. We love you guys, honestly.
Oh,
remove me from the room.
Oh, boy. I really thought you could, like, you went full serious mode there pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm an actor.
I'm a professional.
At
today
one point,
is the last day of 10 Days of Glam, by the way. Macy's.com/10daysofglam. Fall coats are very important right now. You should go buy them from Macy's. Everything that Rhea and I have purchased, we'll just get this out of the way before we get into the show. Everything Rhea and I have purchased from Macy's is on Macy's.com/chicks in the office. So if there's anything that you like, anything that we talked about, it's all right there, Macy's.com/chicks in the office. You can check that out.
Right now, go do it.
Yep.
As you're listening to this, why not shop right now? Trent, welcome back. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Great episode.
Week 3.
Week 3 of The Bachelorette. We made it. Fantastic episode. You know, people out there, they'll say, terrible episode, one of the worst by far. I think it was one of the best.
Well, it was one of the worst episodes if you are a purist of the show.
Yeah.
If you want to see chaos, one of the better episodes, I would say.
Yeah, one of the best episodes.
Just so much chaos.
Yeah, and the purists can watch it in whatever way they want. People can watch however they want.
Yep.
But that would be so boring to me. Like, if I watched an episode like we saw tonight and was like, boy, I didn't enjoy that at all, then I wouldn't watch the show, I don't think. Like, watching it through the lens of...
Tyler C. tweeted that this episode sucked.
He's wrong.
Boo.
He's very wrong about that. Because it was a very good episode.
Yep.
And yeah, it was chaotic. And yeah, a lot of things happened. But that's why you tune into reality TV.
Yep.
I'm not watching it so, oh, that was a pretty fun episode. All right, next one. Like, I'm watching it because there's explosions going off. There's fireworks. People are getting sent home. That's why I watch it. So tonight was a perfectly great episode.
I agree. Because it all... the way it ended... And all so much happened. Sometimes you're like, oh, did anything even really important happen? So much happened that by the end, we really almost forgot what happened in the beginning. It felt like what happened in the beginning was pointless because so much more has happened. But we're going to start right off the bat from the beginning. Picked up where we left off. Claire is at the cocktail party for the rose ceremony. We know Yosef's coming in hot. He wants to talk to Claire. He wants to make Claire feel like shit. He's got it written all over his face. And he did not hold back. He absolutely gave it to Claire about the strip dodgeball. And he would never do that. He has a daughter. And he would never want her to be a parent to his daughter. And just really saying... extremely, extremely hurtful things.
Yosef's a loser.
Yeah. He sucks.
Yeah, he's had it. You could just tell. As soon as I saw him, I could tell that he was... he's not a great guy. He doesn't seem like he wanted to be on the show.
Yeah.
Looking for a reason to get out. He goes up to Claire, says a bunch of horrible things to her, pulls out the I'm a dad card. I could be spending time with my daughter. I'm here because I want to be serious about love. But he was just asking to go home. As soon as he approached Claire about wanting to talk about the dodgeball game, the strip dodgeball game, it was like, just get out of here, dude. Like, this is not the season for you.
Rhea, ready for this?
Oh, God. I don't know. I really don't know.
You know where Yosef really belongs?
In the Volturi. Oh, man. I knew you were going to say it.
And that's, you know what? Bam, another Twilight reference. We're two for two, baby. Let's keep it going. And honestly, I stole that from Trent, because this whole time Trent has said that Yosef looks like a vampire. And so it fits perfectly. The Volturi are the... You don't want to be a part of them.
They're the vampires?
Yeah, but the bad vampires.
The bad ones.
All right, then I'm with it, because that's how I view Yosef for sure.
Bad vampires. Bad vampires. There's good vampires, and there's bad vampires.
This seems like we
are... He's part of the Volturi. The bad vampires.
On to New Moon. We're on to New Moon.
We are.
But the thing with Yosef is, first of all, like, he was so disrespectful to Claire. And obviously, I don't really like Claire. Honestly, I think she's annoying at this point, and she's gotten on my last nerve. And we'll get to that, because more things happen throughout the show. But I'm really just not a fan of her right now. I do think that Yosef was way too disrespectful, over the line, disgusting, vile. Just, you should not
speak
that way.
There's a way to get that point across without being a complete asshole.
You could have sat her down and said, hey, you know, and been nice about it. Yeah. First of all, you weren't even on the date. I do understand the side of, you know, the dodgeball, the group date. We talked about that. Yeah. You know, it was kind of uncomfortable. It was kind of weird. And we understand that. But Yosef wasn't there. Yeah. The other guys that stripped down naked.
It seemed like specifically not invited for the reasons that he said.
Right. The other guy stripped down naked. Never. It didn't seem like that. They went to Claire, or at least they didn't show that. If they did, I wish they did show that so we would know that. But none of those guys were complaining. So why is Yosef going to Claire acting like she did something personally wrong to him, and now he is coming back at her? I don't want you to be the mother of my child. First of all, why are you talking to so many girls about being the mother of your child? Like, the girl on TikTok, all of a sudden the mother of your child, Claire, like, we're jumping ahead. You guys don't even know each other right now. Like, I understand you're looking in the future, but he was way, way, way over the line.
Big time.
Even if Claire is, like, pissing people off, he was still over the line.
Yeah. And it was... It was just way, way too much. He's old, expected more from the oldest bachelorette. Like, he really was digging at her character. And it was like, you don't know her at all. This is a television show. Like, I don't think Claire said, you know what? I'm going to make all these men strip for dodgeball. Like, that's, like... The Bachelor, the Bachelorette, they're not coming up with these dates. Like, maybe they get a say in some things, but, like, what actual activity the date is, I think that comes completely from producers.
Yeah, Claire didn't walk in and be like, dodgeball. I want a dodgeball date.
Right, exactly.
That's what I want.
And like, there's just, that's just not how it works.
And Yosef, we've all now seen the TikToks. We've all now seen all the stuff that's come out.
Yep.
Your character isn't that great either. So it was a tough week for him, for those receipts to come out and then have the episode that he had tonight. So I'm glad that Yosef is no longer on the show.
Right.
Yosef should be thankful that the rest of the episode happened, because we don't even remember him by the time we get to the end of the episode. Yep. I don't even care about Yosef. You know what? Good riddance.
Right. Irrelevant.
You had a bad time on the show. You were a dick to Claire. Yeah. Hope we never see you again.
You're a
big time. And he was posting underwear ads on his Instagram.
So I saw that.
Disgusting. Glad that he really is, you know, keeping his clothes on.
Yeah. On the Lord's day.
Rock solid.
For his daughter's sake.
Rock solid principles, Yosef.
God, this classless. What an absolute clown. Okay. Anyway, Yosef leaves. Not shocking.
I hope people
Claire
know
gets
we're joking.
Him. What?
They're like, wow, Rhea... Fran and Trent really hate underwear pictures.
Okay. I mean, it's just a whole bit. He's not going to be more of a hypocrite. It's like, you can't
exactly.
No, it's hypocrisy. It's not that we don't like underwear pictures.
No. I know. I am hoping people did not think that. Yes. Yeah. What I'm saying.
You know,
that would be unfortunate.
We don't like hypocrisy.
We don't. Anti-hypocrisy on this podcast. Okay. Dale comes to her rescue. Oh, I also want to say, I forgot to mention Claire's "my mom is dying" line. Like, you can't come back from trying to say, like, I'm sacrificing my time to be here because of my daughter, and try and make Claire feel bad when she's there and has been very open about what her mother has been going through. So it's like, try again. Then he tried to speak over her. It was like, she was like, it's my turn to speak. He was like, no, it's not, it's my turn to speak. Like, just a dick. Okay.
He had it in his head that he was going to throw a fit and it was going to end in chaos. Yeah. I'm done talking about Yosef.
Right. He should have, like, he clearly didn't want to be there. He should have just left.
Okay. On the count of three, this is the last time we're going to say his name.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Vampire. Dickhead.
Oh, I said Yosef. I feel like an asshole. Okay, moving on.
No, it worked perfectly because you said his name and we gave his two biggest qualities at the same time. Okay, Dale comes to the rescue. Not shocking at all. I'm sure he was waiting in the wings. Somebody was like, all right, go, 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 go. So they met at the perfect time. He says all the right things. She's crying to him. You know, Dale, thank God for Dale. And we see Chris Harrison come talk to Claire, like, in another situation that we've never seen before. Like, Claire doing her interviews, and it's like, oh, Chris, just pull up a chair.
Grabs a chair. I thought he was going to sit in it like A.C. Slater, like, whip it around. Yeah. Like, know what? Claire, let's talk about this. What's going on?
I wish he did. That would have been so good.
Yeah.
That would have been so good. But it really does seem like they knew, and by they I mean just like everybody behind the scenes, that this was the path they were going to take this season. Like, they saw what was going on with Dale and were like, this is it. Like, we're not going to talk about anybody else. Dale's clearly the guy. This is the focus of the whole thing. Because we saw Claire liking some tweets this week that she's being edited and everything's dramatic and production plans all these things. And Tayshia was already quarantined for 9 days when Claire's season started to film. Like, all she's liking these tweets that make it seem like she was the one wronged here by production.
But let's not act like she didn't play a role in that.
Exactly. I think she fed them this on a silver platter. Like, yes. Like, the way she was so into Dale right away, it was easy for them to make these decisions of how they were going to write this season.
Correct. I think they came into it thinking, all right, it's going to be Claire's season of The Bachelorette and let's just see how it plays out. And then they see which direction it's going, which was clearly she's very into Dale. She wants to be with him. Then they almost reconvene. They're like, all right, let's start pushing it this way.
Yeah.
Let's push it towards Dale. I don't know if they saw her leaving early like she did, but they definitely early on were like, oh, she clearly likes Dale the most. Let's try and at least push her in that direction. Yeah. I think that had to be it.
Yeah, definitely. There's no way. And there definitely are some poor editing situations that I think are making her look like she's only talking about Dale. She is talking about Dale a lot, but I think they are purposefully only putting when she is talking about Dale and not talking about anyone else. It's like how they did the Deanna, like when before Deanna had come in and she was like journaling.
Yeah.
And they had her voice saying Claire and Dale, Claire plus Dale, Dale plus Claire, to make it seem like she was just sitting in her notebook drawing hearts around Mrs. Claire Moss in her notebook.
Right.
So it's definitely there, but Claire is contributing.
Yeah, like they didn't They didn't pull it out of thin air.
No.
They didn't like, oh, you're going to like Dale. You're going to like Dale, and that's going to be the storyline. She liked Dale, and that became the storyline.
Exactly.
And she's very much saying deep things about him. I wish I was with Dale. Oh, I wish this could be me and Dale. I miss Dale. Yeah. Like, she's not saying that about the other guys. Maybe she is talking about the other guys, but she's not saying these things that she's saying about Dale.
Yeah.
I think that the infatuation with Dale is out of control.
It's crazy.
It's out of control. It's the two of them. They make me sick.
Rhea is hashtag done with the two of them.
No, I'm more done with Claire.
Yeah.
Because you've both mentioned this many times. Like, Dale is just receiving what Claire is giving. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Dale can't put coherent sentences together when people are asking him why he's spending so much time. We'll get to that. But he's always like jumping in out of nowhere. Even when Claire was upset after Yosef, who comes in? Dale. Yep. Now I know producers are telling him, but he just becomes that annoying guy.
Yeah.
And I can't help but get annoyed by Dale. With Claire, you are obsessed with Dale. You are obsessed with Dale. That's fine. Yeah. You're obsessed with Dale. We get it. But you are not anybody else a chance.
Yeah, you gotta play.
I get it. You're supposed to go there and fall in love, but you're supposed to, you know, meet other people as well and not just be mean to the other people. Like, I feel like Claire just has this, you know, obviously she goes on about self-love, which is very important. Yes, I think Claire should absolutely love herself and mm-hmm. be proud of herself. She's a strong woman. She does not need Yosef telling him off. I loved that. I loved that about Claire. And I love that she's this person, this strong person. But being a strong woman doesn't mean you need to be mean to guys that are like not doing really anything wrong to you. You know what I mean? Like, she's just coming across a little rude. And Kelly Keegs used the word dismissive on our after show. Like, that's how she's coming across to certain guys.
Right.
So yeah, on my like final straw, I'm just like,
in her mind, yeah.
I get it. Like, I love how much you love yourself. I really respect that. And I love how independent and strong you are. And you really just like want the best for yourself. And I think that's great. But like, why does that mean, okay, that I need to like be like, put my foot down hard on every guy? Right. Like,
yep. Yep. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I really want to defend Claire because I do like Claire as a person. But I think her in this role, everything has just backfired because she is so obsessed with Dale. And they are, I feel, kind of using that against her to really make this whole season about like Claire and Dale versus all the other guys.
Right.
And it's very apparent. But Yosef leaves. Claire cancels the rest of the rose ceremony, the rest of the cocktail party, and just goes right to the rose ceremony. And she gives roses to Dale first. Just want to say, Dale could have put a nicer shirt on underneath the jacket. I wasn't a fan. It looked like
that might have been what was annoying me the most.
And it's the attire of a guy who knows he's number one.
Yeah.
And there's 100%. There were a couple moments like that throughout the episode where Dale just sort of flouted the rules because he's number one, clearly.
Right. So she gives a rose to Dale, Zach C, Damar, Brendan, Jordan C, Joe J, Bennett, Easy Ben, Ed, Ivan, Kenny, Zach J, which sent home, and Chasen, Riley, and Blake Moynes already had roses. So Garen, Blake, and this is the other Blake, and we still don't know.
No idea.
We did the after show. We're sitting here. We were sitting here for a while. Could have looked up this guy's name. Just don't know. Because we watched, they cut to his face like 15 times before the end of the rose ceremony, and all of us watching were like, who is that guy?
To the point where, and I actually hope I wish they would do this, and maybe they will at some point. I want them to just throw in random people at these first couple rose ceremonies. Just a random person to make people talk about it like we're talking about it now. Because where you're like, I don't know who that person is. I don't know what his name is. He looked like an older gentleman. He had gray hair. But I just don't know who he is. I have no idea. He might have been, they might have planted him. That's how random he seemed to all of us watching. Like, usually,
and I'm pretty good with pulling the names out. Usually, and I had no idea.
When we're watching together, usually one person knows. Like, if somebody says, what's that person's name?
Yeah.
One person knows. It was crickets when we tried to figure out who that guy was. No idea.
He looks like an older gentleman, but also a child at the same time. Confusing situation.
That was true. So he went home. and I felt bad for Garen. You know, he was the first guy to strip at dodgeball and then sent home. Feel like just because of that, he should have just got a rose.
Just one more.
Yeah.
One more week.
Yeah, exactly.
Left it all out there.
He did. He left it all out there.
Literally.
Professor Richard Garen. Yep. So then we have the group date where it is Jason, Jay, Easy, Chasen, Blake, Riley, Ed, and Dale. Dale gets another group date. It's clear that I feel like producers are like, you can't take Dale on a one-on-one yet because all the drama is coming from when Dale goes on the group dates and they realize that.
Yeah, like if you're going to, fine, we get that you like Dale, but we're not going to give you a one-on-one because we want there to be friction when you go on these group dates and all the other guys watch you be obsessed with Dale. And it's working like a charm.
Working so well. Now, the date card, it said I think it had said something along the lines of it's time to like separate the men from the boys.
Yeah.
What that means, we will never know because the day portion of the date never happens. Claire has a conversation with Deanna, if that even happened on the same day, who knows? And she comes in she talks about Dale to Deanna. Like, they basically had the when you know conversation about Dale. Like Deanna said, when I met my husband, it's just this feeling when you know. And Claire was right there to say,
like, oh, do I know what you're talking about?
I feel it. It's happening right now. So she shows up at nighttime. These guys look like they've just been sitting on their thumbs all day long.
I wonder what that date was going to be. I want to know.
Right?
The way separate the men from the boys. Just a full-on boxing match?
Who knows?
Could be a boxing match.
Strip boxing.
Yeah, they're like, we know how that's going to come off, so we're not canceling that date.
Yeah,
they're like,
ooh, yeah, maybe we shouldn't do that 2 weeks in a row. But yeah, so that just doesn't happen, and she kind of spun it as like, just want to do the cocktail portion of the evening, get some real quality time. Maybe she did this all in her mind because she knew she couldn't keep her hands off Dale for the entire day. Who knows? But Dale pulls them all into a group hug.
Incredibly mean.
To start the evening.
Disrespectful. Like,
terrible.
Yeah.
Just absolutely terrible.
I'm number one, so I'm not threatened by doing a big old group hug with you.
Come on, you little boys.
I want you guys to feel love, too. I know you're not feeling it anywhere else, so get in on this group hug. That was another
guy, I would have kicked him in the balls right then and there.
That was another one of those, like the scoop neck, now we're doing group hugs. Like, we get it, man.
Yeah.
You're number
one. Why did those guys go in for the group hug? Like, why did
they all
be like,
pretty hesitant?
Right? Like, come on, man. We don't want to hug you. You're pissing us off.
That is really only the move of someone who is so, so confident in where they are, you know?
So not threatened by the rest of the guys.
No.
Hey, kumbaya, group hug.
You guys are just bugs under my shoe, stomping all over him. Dale obviously pulls Claire away first, where they proceed to go into Claire's home, where she's staying, and just kiss and touch, and Claire's telling him he's perfect, and who knows how long it goes on for. It goes on for quite some time. The guys are looking at their watches. It took Easy coming to knock on the door for it to stop, and it was a lot. A lot.
Yeah, it's having Easy knock, and then almost like Claire and Dale completely forgot that they were on a group date, which again, they really just wanted to go on a one-on-one, but they haven't been able to, so they just separate themselves from the group, have a pretty intense makeout session in Claire's house, and, you know, yeah. I felt bad for Easy having to knock on that door, and then you can hear them rustling in there, and they're like, ha ha ha, oh, somebody's at the door. It's well, we're all out
here. She's like, put your clothes on.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah. Watch your boner. Ah.
Watch your boner.
You're telling me there wasn't some action in that?
He definitely had a boner. That was my first thought.
100%. Had to have.
They have to slowly go to the door so the boner loses its luster.
He pulled it up, maybe tucked it in the waistband.
Maybe.
Probably.
Getting a little too detailed about that, I guess. But, there's no way he doesn't. All the guys are pissed off, and rightfully so. Dale got a lot of time. We saw Claire almost say, like, can we get this date moving?
No, she didn't almost say. She was,
let's move this let's move this going.
Can we speed the rest
of
these up?
Can we hurry this along?
Yes.
Can we hurry this along? Which is great, because it's the shot. They didn't have a camera on her. It was sort of from the outside of her house, and they do the subtitles where she's clearly whispering to a producer, like, can we hurry these up? And now we're just, again.
Was that definitely Claire who said that, or was that the producer?
Oh, it was definitely her.
Telling Claire, like, let's get this going. You spend too much time with Dale. You have to talk to the other guys.
That's interesting.
No, it showed Claire, though, like, speaking.
Did it?
I honestly saw, unless they edited it to make it look that way, but I remember seeing it as being...
I believe I was tweeting and missed...
That happened.
I missed exactly what happened. But when I had looked up, like, right at the end, I thought that maybe a producer was telling Claire, like, hey, you can't spend an hour, like, making out with, like, each guy. We'll be here till tomorrow. So...
That would definitely change it.
It definitely would, but I'm not positive.
But the message is sort of similar, where
you spent way too much time with Dale.
Hurry this up.
And you got to at least pretend to care about the other guys, which is seemingly not happening.
It's becoming more and more difficult for
her. Yeah, 100%. So she starts talking to the other guys. You know, they all have like a short amount of time with her. It's not going very quickly. And then Dale goes back again, and the guys lose it again.
Right. This is, like, I get, and we had talked about it before, where Dale is just taking all of this stuff that Claire is giving to her. Mm-hmm. But then you have these situations, and there were more than a few of them tonight, where he is now leaning into, now I can't decide how I feel about that. He's like, I'm clearly the guy. Like, yeah. I'm the guy.
Yeah.
Claire likes me more than you guys. I want to spend as much time as we can together. This show, at the end of the day, is about finding love. And if she likes me the most, I want to try and figure this out with her. So if that means I'm going to have to stumble into some dates and be like, oh, whoa, I didn't know you guys were in here, to try and spend more time with her, then that's the way it's going to be. Yeah, you guys are going to be mad at me, but everyone knows what's going on here. But I think the side I fall on is more like, at least give these guys a chance. Like, yeah. Claire fell so hard for Dale so fast that she doesn't really know if she likes these other guys more or less. She's not even really giving them a chance. So that's the way I fall on it. So it's sort of weird. And I didn't like watching Dale fall into those dates to try to steal more time with Claire.
Also, Dale just wasn't saying that to the guys. I would have respected Dale more if he said exactly that. Hey, guys, Claire really likes me. I really like her. I'm going to keep pursuing this. I'm going to keep going on, you know, these side dates as much as I can. I'm going to steal her as much as I can because I feel a genuine connection.
Not here to make friends.
Which many people have said on the show before, and everyone's like, all right, yeah, I get it. That's what you're here for. Makes sense. But he sat around and was like, oh, I was going to the bathroom. Like, just man up, because they're sneaking around like two little school people. School people.
School people is right.
I meant like two kids in high school.
Yeah.
When they're sneaking around,
school,
like,
children.
Those rascals. Yep. You know, I'm thinking back to like when I would have like my whatever. When I would have boys over in high school, I would go in my room. Damn. And it's like, oh,
boys over in high school. In your room?
Yeah, well, I had a boyfriend in high school.
Door, parents, like, door closed?
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't want to talk about it. And then I would be like, oh my God, like, what if my parents come in? And I would almost like tell my sister, like, I'm going to be doing stuff, so like, don't come in. Okay, now we're going down like a really bad path. But
you opened the door to this.
Yeah, and I want to shut it right now. So let's do that.
Okay.
They were just sneaking around like a couple in high school that don't want people to know they're dating. Yep. They don't want their parents to walk in. And it's just be upfront with it. Like, Claire's being upfront with it. We hear her. But Dale's making me mad because he's not just owning it. Like, he's coming across more of like a pussy rather than being like, yeah, Riley, I fucking like her.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Riley is just owning him.
Yeah. Yep. I like Riley a lot. I think Riley has jumped my rankings to the top. It's so hard because I feel so bad for all these other guys. I feel like there are some great guys and they're not really getting any recognition because of how much this is just about Dale. So hopefully when things change, you know, when the crown is passed, we get some more actual time for these other guys.
I think Riley's going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, I do.
Even when Tayshia enters.
I hope he marries Tayshia.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, I'm smiling. Aren't
wouldn't
you guys?
That, wouldn't that, that just be, nice? Be like, fantastic?
I couldn't even speak there. Wouldn't that just be...
They would be nice.
It would
be a nice couple.
It would be very nice. So... It's no shocker that Dale got the group date rose. He obviously spent the most time with her. And it almost felt... It of course, made sense that he got the rose. But it almost felt so insulting to everyone else that he got the rose. But who else was going to get the rose? She spent a billion hours with Dale. Making out.
Yeah. Maybe it's
dry
just,
humping on the covers.
I mean, arm on the wall that Chasen caught them making out against the wall. That,
like I
room.
Said, two high schoolers.
Yep.
Yeah.
School kids.
They
school
were mad. Kids. Obviously, they're just
school
mad.
School people.
That Dale, school people.
School people.
A couple school people. They were mad that Dale got the rose, but I think they would have been more mad if someone else had gotten a pity rose.
Right.
Where, like, we know what's going on, but I'm going to give it to
somebody else. And the thing
is
she... isn't really a good actor. She's pretty straightforward. So, like, if she attempted to give that to someone else, it would have been like, what? Like, everyone would have been like, why? How? Like, imagine she was like, I'm giving this rose to Ed.
Ed.
And they'd all be like, what? Ed? She wouldn't even have any reasons on why. Like, you know, she... I Dale, he was bold again tonight. It shows he's he's bold again tonight. She would have been like, here's like eeny, meeny, miny. You, Ed, wrote, you want it? You want it? And yeah. There would have been like no reason for why he got it.
He would have been like, he might have been like, no, I don't want it.
Yes.
There's no reason for me to take
it. So Dale gets the rose. Obviously, all the guys are pissed. But then we have a wild, wild one-on-one that we will get into. But first, I just got to say that Tuesdays are a really long day for us. We got to make our makeup last all day, all the way to the after show. Got to get that lip popping, got to get that eye popping. And the way Rhea and I are doing it is with Hard Candy products. Hard Candy is amazing. We are obsessed with all these products. I see you, Rhea. You got a good eye going on right now, that winged eyeliner. They got a great winged eyeliner. Their lip crayons have been fantastic. I've been wearing that little lip crayon with a little of the Glosstopia on top. Amazing.
Beautiful stuff. Also, the setting spray, very important. Mm-hmm. Like nights like these, it's like midnight right now.
Also,
and
super important for wearing a mask.
Right.
Setting spray helps so much to not get makeup all over your mask.
Yep. Got you covered.
Yep.
So go get that hard candy. You can get it at walmart.com/hardcandy or just go to walmart.com and search hard candy cosmetics, and everything is under $10, which is the most important part because you're getting quality products that mm-hmm. work great and they last long and they look amazing on you for a solid price.
Yeah, exactly. You get professional quality for such a reasonable price. We are so obsessed with all their products. They have become a part of our daily routine, and we couldn't say better things about them. Okay, so yes, walmart.com/hardcandy. Now, the one-on-one date. Zach J gets the date, and from the beginning, it's uncomfortable because they're, you know, it's spa day, they're getting pedicures, but the way they cut it up was to make it seem as awkward as it probably was. Like there was, felt like a lot of silences. They didn't really have a lot to talk about. They were cutting to Claire in her interview talking about how much she missed Dale. So it's like she's on this one-on-one. We're supposed to be focused on Zach J, but it keeps cutting to Claire talking about how much she misses Dale.
That's not a bad edit. That's you being in love with Dale.
That was again. Her straight up saying, like, I miss Dale. Like, yeah. We just watched her say it.
I get that there are probably parts of the show that they're making it look like you're more in love with Dale than maybe you are. But that in that instance, when you're on a one-on-one date with Zach J, and you're clearly on the date in the interview room being like, boy, I miss Dale.
Yep.
You just miss Dale. And that's fine, but you miss Dale.
Yep, exactly. She misses Dale. Another important part to mention was they also cut to Zach C talking about how they all, or at least he, had heard the rumors that Claire and Dale had been speaking before the show started. That's something I feel like is important because these guys obviously don't like Dale and don't like the way that things are going for them. You know, Zach C had said, I feel like I'm down 14, but like I'm going to keep fighting. But I think they all now already think that they're playing from behind so much that it makes it even more exaggerated and even more like, why are we even here? Especially when they had heard those rumors before. But this date, they get into the pool. It seems it's all very awkward, like I said. And then Claire says like, oh, I should, in her interview, she's like, I should give these guys more of a shot. Like, I got to get to know these guys more, kind of saying like, you know, I can't just focus on Dale. So then they cut to her. They're like, okay, let's get out of the pool. Let's get ready for dinner. And as she's walking up the pool steps, she turns around and goes in to kiss Zach J. She goes like, you know, the 90-10. She goes the 90. He doesn't move. He doesn't go in. He doesn't go back.
Nope.
He just kind of froze. And in that split second, Claire took that as he didn't want to kiss her and immediately turned back around and wanted nothing to do with him.
It's a series of miscommunications.
Yes.
Because the way he's feeling throughout that entire date, he's probably thinking he's not getting a kiss.
Yeah.
He's like, this is going so poorly.
Yeah.
It's so awkward. There's so many silences. She's clearly into Dale. So right. he's just like, let's get this over with.
Yeah.
I don't think
there was no way he was expecting her to turn around and try and make out with him on the stairs leaving the pool.
Exactly.
Like, so that's not the makeout spot.
It's not the makeout spot. So when she turns around, he's not expecting it. She, in her mind, is thinking, I am obsessed with Dale, but I should be giving these guys more of a shot. So you're right. They freeze in time.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't move. She moves in, but then freezes. And then it's like, it's bang, bang. As soon as you don't lean in to kiss her, she's like, well, now I'm out. This is crazy. And there was just a lot of miscommunication there.
By far the most awkward moment of the night.
So awkward.
I was hiding. It was just so cringeworthy. Obviously, when you look back at the tape, when you review the footage, it looks like they both stopped. They both reached, but they both didn't reach enough. I would say it was both parties. More so, Clara looked like she didn't go as deep, but I think she was waiting for him.
I think Zach froze.
Yeah, I think
she froze.
For him to lean in a little bit more because she would have to do all the leaning. There was zero communication, zero chemistry going on. But where it went really wrong for Zach was when she was like over it and then he kept grabbing her. Yeah. That was very uncomfortable, and I feel like it was just aggressive. It was like, okay, listen, you guys missed, the kiss was off, there's no need to, like, the chemistry's not there, clearly. Let's just throw this out. Whatever, it's really awkward, but, like, let's throw it away. And he just kept, like, grabbing her, and it was like, all right, chill out. Like, you know, stop grabbing her.
Right.
You guys don't need to kiss at this point. It's not happening.
I would hope that if the kiss was the only thing that bothered her and she was like embarrassed by that she would have at least gone and talked to him about it at the dinner, you know?
Right.
I think she does.
Like, I think if that was the only reason that she was upset, that then maybe she would have gone to the dinner. I think that where he went wrong was immediately grabbing her and trying to turn her around and pull her into a kiss again when she didn't want that. They go up the stairs, they turn the door. He does it again where he grabs her and tries to pull her in again. And I think that's where she's like, okay, I don't like this at all.
And it's like, dude, the moment's so gone.
The moment's gone. Like, you got to just scrap it. And we know her. I don't know how aware Zach J is, but like we know her past. We know that she's been in an abusive relationship where something like that could be very triggering for her, very upsetting for her, where she's just like, you're done. Like, she's like, zero tolerance policy on this situation where he doesn't even deserve to be told where he went wrong. She doesn't want to see his face ever again. So that, like, I understand if it's coming from that place where it's the grabbing and the aggressiveness where she's like, I'm done and I'm not speaking to you and you're getting sent home. If it was just the kiss, I think he definitely deserved a conversation, but the grabbiness, the aggressiveness, I think is where she was like, you're not staying.
Yeah, I think it was the grabbing because Claire is pretty confrontational. Like she, if it was just the kiss that went super wrong, I think she would have no problem showing up to the dinner and being like, we just don't have any chemistry.
Yeah.
We have nothing going on here. The kiss thing was a disaster that is really just speaks to a larger problem going on between you and I.
Yep.
I think I'm going to send you home, or I am going to send you home. Thanks for coming, blah, blah, blah. But I think the grabbing and all that was made her very uncomfortable, and they sent Chris Harrison out there to send him home.
Right, because I feel like what we saw with Yosef and other people so far, it was like she has no problem being like, I do not like what you just did. I want you to leave immediately.
Right.
Now, maybe in this situation, it was an uncomfortable moment where she thought back and she got silent and just wanted to get away and was like, I don't even want to talk to him. Like, I'm out of here. So I feel like it's not really for anybody to judge that specific situation besides it being a very uncomfortable and awkward moment.
Yeah.
Extremely, extremely. And, you know, was that a situation where Claire could have explained what had happened? I don't really know because that's
right.
That's like, I've never been in that position before. I can't speak for Claire. Claire has dealt with that, so Claire is the only one that can make those decisions for herself. So she handled it the way she felt was appropriate. Chris Harrison came out, sat down with Zach and said, hey, like, she's not coming. Pack your, you know, you're leaving. Now, the real atrocity was the fact that some woman pulled Zach's luggage.
No, honestly, that was bullshit. I was more pissed at that than anything else that happened on tonight's episode.
Yeah.
Somebody coming in, pulling a luggage that's not luggage guy Trent.
Not
fucking
Trent.
Despicable ABC. Yeah. Despicable.
And it sucks just knowing that the fact that Chris Harrison had said when we talked to him, like, that they did entertain, like, the idea of flying Trent out there to do that. So seeing it, it's like, oh. What could have been?
Yeah.
Because if
I understand,
I mean, the possibility of going through
episode.
That date, like that date, and everything that happened with that date, and then it's Trent who pulls his luggage.
I truly think I would have passed away from a heart attack.
I know it would have been so. It almost would have been too much.
Too much.
I don't know.
Way too much.
I don't know if we all would have been able to handle that.
It would have been great. I understand why.
Yeah.
Pandemic. Times are crazy.
Yep.
Don't need to quarantine for 2 weeks and then have me have like a 3 second appearance. I totally understand that.
Yep.
I'm not going to speak ill of my fellow luggage takers. So that woman did a great job. But you
classy
know,
of you.
Yeah, you know, taking the high road. I understand why. Maybe in the future I'll get to do it, but it would have been fantastic if I had been able to do it tonight. But you know, you can't do them all. I guess.
No. Yeah. That is true. Share the wealth.
Yeah.
Share the love of the pulling the luggage.
Yeah. People are very nice. People are tweeting at me saying they wished it was me. I appreciate all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Exactly. Hopefully there's a next time. The second group date, there is no Dale on the date at first, so we thought, but then the whole group date becomes about Dale anyway.
Of course.
It's a bachelor roast. They want to roast the each other, all the contestants. Claire's like, my guy's got to be able to take a joke. Let's have fun. Let's laugh with each other. The whole thing. The whole spiel about how, like, roasts are fun and whatever. And now the other guys from the house are going to be in the audience. Well, would you look at that? A way to get Dale on this date. All the guys roast Dale.
Yep.
They all put him in all their jokes. And, of course, another phenomenal job to the editors, not including anyone's joke about anyone else.
Right. Yeah.
Except for Dale. Like, Ben had said afterwards, he was like, I made like 43 jokes out there. Like,
right.
She only wants to talk to me about Dale, you know? I'm sure they all said a bunch of other things, but they all focused on Dale getting the most because she's sitting there, Claire's sitting there, she's like, damn, they're really attacking Dale.
Which is why it is so ridiculous that Claire was mad about them making jokes about Dale. The fact that there definitely was jokes about other people.
Yeah.
They weren't just sitting there roasting Dale. Yes, they were all making jokes about Dale,
right.
But they were making jokes about other people. We know that. We're not stupid. We know that.
Yeah.
So why is Claire getting so upset that the guys are making jokes about her poor little Dale
front
that needs
runner.
To be protected, even though he's fucking fine? If he's the front runner, then yeah, he can afford to make some jokes about him. Like,
yeah,
isn't this a roast that's so funny,
yeah.
Claire? Like, what?
And I think that
honestly so annoying.
Yeah, I know. I it's
like
it was a ridiculous 180 for her to start the date that way, and then when it ended, like, walk out and be like, it wasn't funny. Like, it's just that of them going after Dale. And I really think that in her mind, I mean, we saw her say it. She was like, why are they talking about my fiance like that? Like, they're
crazy.
The fact that you just said it again gave me chills. I can't believe that.
She's so locked in on Dale that she can't imagine why these other guys don't like Dale. And I think she said it now because she's like, oh shit, is something wrong with Dale that I'm not seeing? Has he been talking about being the front runner or like, has he talked about, you know, classic show problem? Like, does
even
he want
he
to
was.
Be the bachelor? Like, you know, all these things where it's like, exactly. To the point where it was all consuming to her.
When in reality, it's her actions that are, that she, all these guys see the time that she is spending with Dale and they're starting to get upset about it. Like, he's on all these group dates. They spend all the time together on the group dates. So yeah, these guys, when given the opportunity at a roast, they have an axe to grind and they are going to make jokes about Dale.
Yeah.
It's unavoidable.
And shout out Bennett. Bennett did a great job. We got to talk about Bennett. Trent.
I got some things I should probably say. Mm-hmm. I like Bennett now.
Yes.
A flawless performance from him at the roast.
Yep.
And I know I've said some mean things about him on this podcast. And I said he would spit on me if he saw me on the street.
He still might.
He still might. But the
fact, in a funny way, maybe.
He'd be like, LOL.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that he showed self-awareness, which I did not think he had when I first was introduced to him. Because he's like this Harvard guy. He's the wealth management.
Yeah.
He's got the chateau.
Which apparently is a lie.
That's a lie?
I've seen some people say and done some research and have known, made a connection with a friend of someone who worked with him in the past, and apparently he's a recruiter.
Well, they certainly nailed it because it yes. matches his persona
yes.
that he was getting off.
I mean,
off.
Yeah, that he screams wealth.
Showed up in the Rolls Royce. He's got the scarf on.
Yep.
But he has self-awareness, which I did not think he had, and I respect the hell out of that. Like, if you can make jokes about yourself, I think he said something to the effect of, these guys are going to make fun of me for Chateau and being the rich guy and all that, but if he can make fun of himself and be self-aware, then I'm on Team Bennett. So right now, I'm officially on Team Bennett, and we'll see where it goes from there. I still think he would spit on me if he saw me on the street, like you said, but I'm Team Bennett right now.
Also, Bennett pointed out to Claire that he gave Dale enough airtime with the jokes and that he didn't want to talk about Dale anymore. And Claire just kept bringing up Dale to everybody. And this it's is crazy. At the point where I just snapped. Dale, Dale, Dale. Every single second we heard Dale's name. And it just became way too much. You are not even letting these guys talk about anything else.
It wasn't even a date. She interrogated every one of them.
And I don't even think she was really mad about the jokes, honestly, at this point. I think that she just wanted to hear herself talk about her and Dale and hear people talk about her and Dale and her and Dale's wedding and jokes like this and that, because she needs to hear about her and Dale at all times. It's all she cares about.
She's like,
the only thing she cares about.
Yeah.
Like, I'll talk to you if we could talk about Dale.
Right. If you're going to force me to go on these group dates and talk to all these guys, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. And what I want to talk about is Dale.
Right.
And that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. She clearly was very caught up on the front runner comment, because she had said to every guy she talked to, like, what was that about? Like, with Dale and saying he's a front runner. And they're like, oh, like, I don't really want to talk about Dale. Like, let's talk about us. And she's like, oh, well, you know, I just wanted to know, like, what that conversation was like. She's like, not in the house. Like, I just like to hear what's going on. Like, she really tried to play every angle with all of these guys, and none of them cracked. They were like, hey, can we talk about maybe me and you? You know, I haven't really talked to you at all this entire time. They're trying to form some kind of relationship with her. And it was so bad, and she didn't make any actual connections the entire night, that she gave the rose to no one.
She gave it to herself.
Group date rose to herself.
Meanwhile, she's becoming the villain of this season.
She gave the group date rose to herself when it was her own fault that she didn't have anyone to give the group date rose to, because she didn't talk to any of the other guys at all.
Her reasoning for not giving out the rose was that she said she didn't get out of tonight what she was hoping to get out of.
Yeah.
That's on you, though.
Yeah.
We all saw the clips.
Would she have given the rose to the guy who gave her the dirt on Dale? Like, what was, like...
I think she would have, yeah.
She withheld the rose because people made jokes about Dale.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Right.
She took them to a comedy rose date.
She didn't think any of them deserved the rose because they all made fun of Dale.
I would have respected it more if she didn't give anybody the rose, because she just said, I didn't think any of you guys were funny enough for this comedy roast.
Yeah.
None of you were fucking funny. None of you made me laugh. So no rose tonight. But instead it was like, you guys picked on Dale too much. You guys aren't talking to me about Dale. Nobody's getting this rose.
Yeah. It's just really insane. So she gives...
Hard to defend. That's a hard move to defend.
And listen, to give the rose to no one, it's like, you're just...
Fran and I were rooting for Claire hard.
I know. And I still kind of am. I just would like, I don't know.
That's big of you.
It's just, it has definitely been tough, and it seems like there's no coming back from this situation for her. Like, all the guys are like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, and I don't even love any of these guys, really. I'm not, but I don't love them because I don't think we've gotten to see any of them, just like Claire hasn't. How are we supposed to love them? Right. In my eyes, I'm like, these guys are losers because they're looking like losers compared to Dale because Claire's talking about Dale so much.
Which sucks for these guys, because I really don't think these guys are losers, but they've just been put in the worst situation ever.
They put in the loser category by Claire, and I think...
Because Claire treats them like losers when they're not losers.
Right, exactly. So it's like, I don't blame them for wanting to start a revolution and get up on out of there and just yeah. and just leave.
It's time. They want Claire to walk the plank.
Because,
mutiny. Yep.
Listen, I get it. Like, we wanted Claire to fall in love with somebody.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to see a better journey, I think. Yep. Everything is like, at what point does it become a Claire problem instead of the guy's problem when there's a situation that's wrong with every single guy there besides Dale.
Yeah, sure. What we didn't want to see was her fall in love and then string these guys along and like make them look like losers. If they had fallen in love, it's almost like we wanted her to leave the show earlier. Like, if you are that into Dale, then get out and we'll bring in a new bachelorette. But to be that into Dale and still trying to play the game of, oh, but I'm the bachelorette, so I'll keep going through these motions when it's disingenuous, like, that's where people are going to start to turn on you.
Definitely, definitely. All right, we're going to talk about the preview because it was juicy. But first, we need to talk about Coors Seltzer. I hope all these guys are getting a nice Coors Seltzer when they get home or when they're out of quarantine, or they should get them enough Coors Seltzer while they were on the show, because boy, do they need it. But Coors Seltzer is amazing because it's not your average seltzer. I know there's a million seltzers out there. Everybody's drinking them. But Coors Seltzer sets itself apart because of the mission behind it. They are saving America's rivers right now. 80% of America's rivers are drying up, and Coors has partnered with Change the Course to help protect and restore the rivers. So when you drink a Coors Seltzer, not only are you having a nice cold drink, but you are helping to save America's rivers. You're basically volunteering. They have four amazing flavors: black cherry, mango, lemon lime, and grapefruit. They are fantastic. The grapefruit is probably, you know, I keep changing every week on what I like the most. Grapefruit is what I've liked the most recently, and it's just a great way to chill out. I know we're always talking about chilling out with Coors, and now you can do that with Coors Seltzer and volunteer at the same time. So join the world's easiest volunteer program by simply drinking Coors Seltzer. You can volunteer to restore America's rivers. You buy Coors Hard Seltzer, you help restore 500 gallons of water into America's rivers. It's that simple. Visit CoorsSeltzer.com to find Coors Seltzer near you. That's CoorsSeltzer.com. For every 12 packs sold through August 31st, 2021, Coors will purchase services from Change the Course to restore 500 gallons of fresh river water. Details at CoorsSeltzer.com. Always remember, celebrate responsibly. This is coming from the Coors Brewing Company in Fort Worth, Texas. All right, we were warned to brace ourselves for the last 9 seconds of the episode, aka the preview for next week. Shit is hitting the fan. Chris Harrison's going to tell Claire that she broke the Bachelorette, that this has never happened before. She's crying. We got clips of the I almost called them the dudes.
The what? Dudes.
The dudes. The dudes are packing their bags. They can be the dudes.
And it is unclear what exactly happens. Does Claire leave?
Yeah.
Or do they...
Is there really a mutiny?
Is there a mutiny, a revolt, where they say, we can't make it work with Claire because she's so in love with Dale? Please try and bring another bachelorette in. That part is still unclear.
It is very unclear. But the one thing that is clear is that Tayshia's coming. She's coming right out of that pool.
She looks damn good.
So good. Tayshia is so beautiful. And it was great because, I mean, they do it. They just do it to us. You know, we all expect some kind of limo entrance. Like,
they showed us a limo 2 weeks ago.
Right.
They showed us a limo.
With us and made it seem like there was a limo pulling up and like a leg come. And that's very possible. That could very well still happen.
I think it will, yeah.
But the teaser that they gave us here was just a slow-mo hot shot of Tayshia coming out of the pool, fade to black. Bachelorette, see you next week.
It was
unreal.
Perfect. This Claire season has fallen apart so gloriously, and I'm so ready for it to be over. That seeing Tayshia, we were going to be excited about Tayshia showing up regardless, because it's just something that has never happened before. But given the circumstances on Claire's season, Tayshia is going to be such a breath of fresh air that I don't know when she's going to fully take over. Nobody knows anything. Nobody knows. But we know that it's happening because still a small part of me, and this is where the promos get me. I'm a sucker for this show and the things that they try to trick us with. Like, I was never totally sure that Tayshia was going to show up. I was 99% sure.
Yeah.
But there was still a part of me where...
You had to see it.
Yeah, I had to see it. Was Tayshia not going to show up? Was it going to be somebody else? Were they going to keep Claire the whole season? Now we just know. Tayshia's coming, and it's just happening in the next couple weeks, which is very exciting.
It's wild. And I think that... It's crazy when we talked about this season at the beginning, Rhea. I feel like we had said, you know, it's almost we were like, I hope Tayshia, you know, I hope guys get to come back, or, you know, these guys were picked for Claire, but are they going to be good for Tayshia? Kind of in that, like, does Tayshia deserve new guys or whatever? But, like, these guys deserve Tayshia. Like, these guys just, like, need a new person to come in. And I thought maybe it would be a different situation, but it is not. And I'm sure these guys are going to be pretty excited to see somebody else come in. Now, do we think that Dale leaves first and Claire leaves, or Claire leaves first and then Dale leaves after, or they leave together? Can your brain even compute that?
It's just legitimately falling asleep.
It's just painful to try to wrap our brains around.
It is so hard. Every single week they get us with something else that we didn't expect to happen. So trying to figure out what happens next week is impossible, because it could literally be anything. Which, by the way, it's going to be Thursday night, not Tuesday night. Need to remind everybody of that because of Election Day.
Yeah.
But it's just trying to figure out. Who leaves? Are the guys getting up and leaving? Is Claire saying she doesn't want to be there? Is Dale saying, hey, Claire, let's leave together? Is Claire leaving and Dale saying, hey, I'll join you? There are so many endless possibilities. I can't even pick one that I think is the actual outcome.
Yeah.
Because they say it's Dale's voice saying Claire left.
Right.
So did she leave and now he has to go after her? What is it?
Well,
I'm thinking he goes after her.
Yeah, because Claire and Chris Harrison are going to have the conversation about, here are your options. Here's what you can do. You can stick this season out and see if you find a bond with anybody else other than Dale. Dale can stick around too, and we'll play this whole thing out.
I don't even think Chris Harrison's going to give her that option.
No.
Probably not.
Because I think he's going to be like, these guys
That's a good
don't
point.
Want you here.
So what it comes down to, I think she is like, I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
And she gives that option to Dale, and I think they leave together. Again, it's tough to predict because there are no rules and anything can happen. But I would imagine Claire makes a decision. Dale is like, yeah, clearly we have a connection. Yeah. Let's try to make this work outside of this literal bubble.
Yeah.
And then they tell the guys, and then Tayshia comes in.
Yeah. I can't That'd even be my best imagine guess. What the, like, how are they going to do, like, after the final rose of this season? They have Claire come back, have Dale come back, have Tayshia, and if Tayshia's with someone, it's gonna need to be like 5 hours long.
Sweet.
It's gonna
sign me up.
Yeah.
Claire, given those tweets and the likes that she was putting out, she seems ready to burn it all down.
She seems very unhappy,
Very unhappy.
She definitely does not like how this is going down for her.
So that can go one of two ways for after the final rose. She says, I'm out, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Or she comes back and she's ready to breathe fire.
Yeah.
Which hopefully that happens.
Yeah, it's very true.
It's unprecedented. I know we say that a lot about this show, but this season, it's true.
We are in uncharted territory.
Yeah. So how the after the final rose is going to work, how that's all going to go down, I don't know, but I'm very excited to watch. I'll be curious to see everybody, all the guys' reactions once Claire makes a decision to leave, if that's how it happens.
Yeah.
Like, what will they be? Will they be like, oh no, or they'd be like, awesome.
Yeah.
So now what?
I think they'll be fine once they hear that Tayshia's there.
At one point, somebody in our group said, like, does it just turn into Big Brother where the girl leaves and the guys are just sticking around, broing out?
Yeah.
Just hanging out? I think that could happen too. Who knows?
It's crazy. We'll have to wait and see. Like Rhea said, next Thursday, we'll be back with our podcast with Cutting Stems. Just want to also give a little shout out to Charcuterie Chick on Instagram. She made us a beautiful board for watching The Bachelorette. And I would just like the public to know, if you have any food specialties, let us know.
This place was buzzing about the charcuterie board.
Come bring it on Tuesday night.
Yeah, we are
honestly
open.
It was so good. It was and so I'm good. Literally busting open. It was so stitching on a teddy bear.
It felt bad almost eating it because it was so beautiful, but boy, was it good.
Oh my God, so good.
Yeah, so really good. Fantastic. So thank you to Olivia. That was amazing. All right, that wraps up this recap. Well, like I said, we'll be back next week. With a new bachelorette, maybe?
Do you think it'll happen next week?
I think it's at the end of the episode, yeah.
So we get...
I think we're going to have Claire for an hour and 45 minutes and, like, Tayshia for 15.
That's probably right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Somewhere around there. Yeah. Might even be less of Tayshia. Could be, like, another... And we might get another coming attractions of all Tayshia now, you know?
Next week is going to be so dramatic. I can't wait.
Yeah, it really is. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We will be back next week. Tonight, you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight, the light.
Will you still love me tomorrow?